Okay, well, let's move on to that question about the economy. The economy is still on most people's minds today, especially jobs. And according to the Census Bureau in Little Chute, one out of every five jobs are created by small businesses with less than 20 employees. Another two out of the five are from mid-sized businesses with 20 to 100 employees. And over 95% of the businesses in Little Chute are either small or mid-sized. How will you support existing small and mid-sized businesses and encourage the development of new businesses?
Well, first of all, we got to be thankful for the big business that we got, like Nestle. That's huge for Little Chute. As far as the small business goes, the village tries to help out in any way it can. They do loans. We change codes for, like, Seth on a corner there. We change the code there so they could put tables out, and we think that's going to help their place. So we help them that way. We do market studies to help out. You know, we learn through there. We have an Advance Little Chute. Some people think it's Downtown Business Association, but it's not. It's Advance Little Chute. It's for all businesses. And they're always working together and trying to solve problems also, so.
You mentioned Advance Little Chute, but there are other initiatives as well in Little Chute, and we'll get some questions about the downtown a little bit later on. Given your experience and given your time on the board, you've now been on the board for 2 years, right? Board of Trustees. Can you tell us a little bit about things that the board has undertaken to help small business like Seth's downtown and maybe tie in with some of the windmill and some of the other larger developments? What impact would that have on the small businesses in downtown and elsewhere in the village?
Well, since I got on, the 2 years ago, they wanted to uniform the downtown. So, and at first, I really wasn't for this, but the longer I've been on, I really think it's important to have uniform in downtown. So we have a, how do I say that? It's a like a type of loan. They can get up to 50%, up to $30,000 to borrow for facade if they have a front. And I believe it's $40,000 if it's a front and a side, I believe. I'm not exactly sure on those numbers, but it's very close to those numbers. And again, if the businesses don't want it, they don't have to do it. I mean, the only time they're required to do it is if they're going to redo it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not we're making them do it tomorrow or the next day. And they don't have to pay that back until they sell it. And I think it's a good deal. Eventually, the more people that do it, the better our downtown's going to look. And with the windmill coming in, I think it's important that when people come here that they like what they see, you know. And then they're gonna tell other people, and other people will come back, and again, that's gonna help the small businesses. You know, you got your eating places and people, the Five and Dime that sells stuff, and the gas stations, and it'll add up. I think that'll help us out a lot.